Hello, my name is Sharon Gables, and I'm from Pacific Palisades, California, which is LA County. Live by the beach in the 90272, and my major is kinesiology with an emphasis in athletic training, which I've been interested in for quite some time since I've always been an athlete doing track, cross country, and soccer. And so ideally, I would love to train a pro soccer team and travel around the world with them, training the teams. And among many reasons, of course, I am taking physics mainly because it is required for my major. But physics is important to me in my future and my intellectual growth because it teaches me the concepts and fundamentals that are behind so many aspects of kinesiology. Kinesiology has to do with kinetics, which is movement, and physics will help me to understand the movement in the body, which is what I will be dealing with. So there's a lot of physics involved in sports, i.e., the friction and centripetal force of an ice skater, the static and kinetic energy and gravitational forces that act upon long jumpers and high jumpers and pole vaulters and hurdlers and the velocity of a sprinter and the angle and speed of a soccer ball that's shot into a goal and the tension needed to wrap an ankle, among many possible examples. So, also, as for problem-solving method, I think the purpose of this method that Tony so repeatedly puts in our lives is to make us think critically and to thoroughly understand the concepts of physics. It gives us the opportunity every day to interact with others in our group, and collectively we can participate in solving the problems. It's definitely a big group effort. From this method, we also explore different ideas from each other and from inside our own heads that we didn't know were there, and different ways of approaching a problem. We work for hours and hours and hours and hours on end on physics problems, but ultimately it does expand our minds and we explore our thought process by solving the problems step by step, write it out with our group, write it out a million times on our paper. And when we get stuck, which we often do, we have to think up different routes to get to the solution. So that definitely evolves our creativity as well in that way. As for college, I absolutely love college. Big fan. I think this is the best time in any person's life. And given the opportunities that I have, I'm taking full advantage of this time and what I can get out of San Diego State. I'm very involved in the school. I've joined lots of clubs, lots of groups. I know what's up. I love meeting new people. The whole networking deal is exciting to me. I'm involved in Greek life and Aztec Pride, intramural sports. It's a good time. And I love San Diego so much. I think the more south in California, the better. So I love the beach, I love the weather, I'm enjoying my independence at college. I think it's an important time to explore how we want to live after school. And I'm just learning so much from everybody, from people, teachers, classes, my peers. So I love college. And I will probably be here for like 6 years. So I'm taking my time, no hurry, no rush. What I expect from college is quite a wide range of opportunities to explore and try new things. And I expect the teachers to be knowledgeable and experienced, motivated, and to actually care about what becomes of their students, whether it's during class time or beyond schooling. And I expect to learn all I can and be prepared and really inspired to work in the field of athletic training after college. I hope to meet peers and teachers who will really get me excited about it. And I expect college to foster my growth as a young adult in every way. And just to bring people together to learn and share these experiences in this wonderful time of our lives through physics and beyond.